Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Grant LaBeouf is here. In fact, Grant's joining us all the way from the UK, all the way from London. Probably not downtown London, but nearby. And he's become one of our great Brain Trust members this year, and founder of Sticky Marketing Club, the author of Digital Selling, Sticky Marketing, Stickier Marketing, has three different books, and he's our new friend, our good friend now. He's been hanging out with us a while now. Grant LaBeouf, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's a pleasure to be back with you. It's
good to have you here all the way from the UK, and we love having you on the show, Grant. I was telling the audience about your some of the things that you've been talking about lately with your folks, with your people, about the idea of purpose, and I overlaid the term and the idea of values with that, and I know that sometimes, as you point out in an article you wrote recently, sometimes people think that for their company to have a purpose, that it has to be something that's wrapped up in the product that they sell. But it could just be their purpose, could just be the way they take that product to market, right? What do you think?
Yeah, it's a good point, Jim. I think the important thing is that companies need to have a purpose, and that is to believe in something beyond just making a profit, which by the way, doesn't mean they shouldn't make a profit. Of course, commercial organizations should make a profit.
Let's make sure everybody understands that we like profit around here. Go ahead, Grant.
Yes, I'm in agreement with you. We agree. So what I was saying is that if you want to attract people online, if you want to attract people beyond the transaction and get sticky, if you like, get people to be engaged with you, you have to have a bigger purpose or a bigger picture than just selling the products or services that you do. I give you an example. Back in 1977, Bill Gates declared he wanted to get a computer on every desk and in every home. And that made Microsoft, they were just doing software on a box, but that made Microsoft really exciting. So it's just about thinking about why you're in business beyond just making money, although these two, as we pointed out, are mutually exclusive.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with you. And the thing that the reason I think your topic is timely right now is because we have a lot of millennials coming to the marketplace, and they're very much interested in what you're talking about. They're a lot more sensitive, and the values concept is a lot more front of mind for them than it probably was for my generation a number of decades ago. And so I think it's important that you help them understand that they don't have to create a value, they don't have to sell a values product. They can go to market with a purpose of values, with a purpose that is the way they go to market justifies their so to speak their purpose and their values. What do you think?
Yeah, and I think you make a good point. So the point about a purpose is, I always say to the companies that I'm working with, that this is something that should excite some of your customers. It may not excite every customer. I'm not sure everybody that went and bought Microsoft products were convinced about a computer on every desk in every home. But certainly there are a large group of customers that were excited by what Microsoft was all about back then. And at the same time, the point you make is exactly right, Jim. It should excite people internally as well. Because, you know, if you're going to work every day, for many people, if they just think they're just ticking a box or doing something rather banal, it's hard to motivate them. But if they understand the bigger picture, that they're a very, very important part of the value chain, then that gives people morale, it gives people optimism, and it makes them feel that what they do matters. And, of course, what they do does matter. But if you can make them feel that, then it's motivating.
Well, and I the reason I like to land on the concept of values real quick myself, Grant, is because sometimes until a company has a well-thought-out purpose message, they can always begin by thinking about the type of people who are in the business, who have high values, who focus heavily on trust, and who think of trust as not just the right thing to do, but as a best business practice. And so my point is, until you get all that defined, all the ways of thinking about why your business is important, I think you can begin by saying, okay, what do the people in the business stand for? What do you think about that, Grant?
Yeah, well I think doing business with values is very important, because what you start to talk about here, I think, is culture. And the culture of an organization is fundamental. And actually, you know, you can have two organizations that do exactly the same thing, and yet because of the culture of one organization is so much more positive and better than another, they deliver their service so much better. I mean, I don't want to name names, but I had the experience recently of two different airlines flying to the US from the UK. And I had a challenge with both of them with a ticket, and the culture of one organization, where they were so unhelpful, and I ended up having to take a hit on the money, and they won't be an airline that I'll be running back to soon. Whereas the other airline was so helpful, and they tried to do everything they could to help me as the customer.
Right.
And of course, that's a company I'll go back to whenever I can.
Right.
And I think you're right. The values and the culture of organization can really make a difference to how it delivers.
Well, and because if you try to find a purpose without the foundation of those values, then I think it becomes disingenuous. People see through that, don't you?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it depends on how that purpose develops. So I think I do agree with you. I think that the purpose and the values, of course, have to align. I think sometimes businesses are created with a purpose in mind. So, you know, Bill Gates already had the purpose almost before he started the business, or as he started the business, if you use him as the example. But I do think you're right. I think other companies have to grow into that purpose.
Right.
And then it's very important to take those values and make sure that you're living that. Otherwise, you know, people know it's inauthentic and you can spot it a mile off.
And I need your website quickly, Grant.
Stickymarketing.com.
All right. So check it out, folks. Folks, as I mentioned, Grant is in England. He's in London. We'll come back. I'm going to ask Grant to, maybe he and I will compare notes on what does purpose mean in the UK compared to what it means in the US. How about that?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.